Okay, we left off with the list of back and forth between Nami and Rus. Again, the way Rashi learns based on the Gemara, each of the things that Rus says to Nami was a response to what Nami was saying to her to try to dissuade her from being Megayeres. So we mentioned that the Malbim here has a list of basically all the basics. All the basics are included in this back and forth. So I just want to read those couple lines in the Malbim here. He says, "Uvedvarea eila gilsa ki kfar nechayim beliba kol yisaydei amuna metzias Hashem ba'achdusai k'mashikasav elikayach elikay." He says, with these words, she showed that it was already straight in her heart all the yisaydei amuna, the metzias Hashem, the existence of Hashem. V'achdusai, and that he's echad. K'mashikasav elikayach elikay. Your God is my God. So that's the Klal Yisrael's God, which is echad, and obviously that there's a God. Tyrus Yisrael min hageyim. Besides that, the Tyre of Klal Yisrael and the Minhagim also of Klal Yisrael. K'mashikasav asher telchi elech. She said, "Kasher telchi elech. Wherever you go, I'll go." Ratzalai masha elech b'derech toivim u'b'darchei atayra. What's included in wherever you go, I'll go. Right, the derech tayvim, I guess that's good midas, and derech atayra is all the ways of the Torah, not yeshiva derech atayra. But amech ami, and she said, "Your nation is my nation." V'chein hamina b'asharas hanefesh. I'm sorry, derech atayra. Amech ami. She said, "Amech ami." V'chein hamina b'asharas hanefesh u'b'schar v'ayinu shalaylam abo v'tchias hameisim. She also believed in that there's a neshama, and that the schar and einish and olam haba, and that the schias amesim, k'masha amra b'asher tamusi amos neshama kaver. Like we said yesterday, what's the point of burying rishayim differently than tzaddikim? Because it says that there's a schar and einish even after misa, and that there's going to be a tchias amesim. Chazal darshim izeh gamkein included. In other words, so if you go through that list, you'll see that Yud Gimel Ikram are all included, right? The first four of the Yud Gimel Ikram are in their belief in the Rebbein Shalom. The next five, I think, are all about that the Torah that the Rebbein Shalom gave through Nevi'im is the Torah. And then the last ones are Schar and Einish. So they're all Nichla, all the Yisaydei Amuna are included. However, the Malbim is very careful over here, right? It's not good enough to be a Jew in your heart, right? That's a very, very important insight. No, it's not funny. I mean, unfortunately, millions of people think that way, right? Not that they believe in the Yud Gimel Ikram either, but those people. But Lamaisa, it's not enough just to be Mammon in the Yud Gimel Ikram. So like the Malbim, Chazal Darshim is a Gamshen Shekibla Mitzvah Samaisiyas. She was also Mekabel to do the mitzvahs that you have to do. Right, that I'll go where you go, where, you know, I'll keep Shabbos. I'm obviously after, that's a separate thing. So in other words, all this is included in these two psukim, basically, of what she was mekabel. She showed that she believes in all the Yud Gimel Ikrim, and besides that she's going to keep all the mitzvahs. That was basically her telling Nami that she's gonna keep the Torah and keep the mitzvahs. Okay. Where are we going? She saw that she was strong to go with her, and she stopped speaking to her. So first of all, that's the Gemara says that once you see that he's the ger wants to become a ger and he doesn't care about all these things, so then ain't marvin alof, right? We don't increase. In other words, we get the message, right? And then we don't keep piling it on. But it's stronger than that. And atachta l'daberita doesn't just mean she had nothing more to say. Obviously, you know, the Vatech Daladabarila means she had what to say, but she didn't agree. So that's why there's a drasha that once you get the message, then you don't keep going. It's like Lamashal, the Gemara, the famous Gemara in Shabbos, right? The easiest daf in Shas to remember, the story of Rav Shimon bar Yochai, of course, is on daf Lama Gimel, right? So daf Lama Gimel in Shabbos. So in the story, so the way the story starts is Rav Shimon, Rav Yehuda, Rav Yaisi were sitting, Rabbi Shimon said the Romans are bad. Rabbi Yehuda said the Romans are good. And Rabbi Yaisi Shosak. Right? So the Romans said that Rabbi Shimon said bad, he gets killed. Rabbi Yehuda said good, he gets Nesala, he's going to become what the Gemara calls Reisha Medabrim B'chamakayim. And Rabbi Yaisi was Shosak, he lost the Golas. Why was Rabbi Yaisi? The Torah says Rabbi Yaisi had a Shita over here. It's not just there were three people there, two spoke and the third one didn't speak. Rabbi Yaisi Shosak means he held to keep quiet. He had what to say, right? And he held he shouldn't say. And the Romans chapped that, right? So, okay, so you are not fomenting rebellion against the Roman Empire, but Lamaisa, you deserve Gaulus because you had what, you know, obviously, if he had good things to say, he would have said that too. He held to keep quiet, right? We find that Rabbi Shita in other places also. Mayor Shachav Yehuda Kaas, Tairam Atahayalel, and Rabbi Yaisi says something. Rabbi Yaisi has to have a reason to talk. Right, that was Rabbi Yaisi. So Vatechta L'daber Eleh means Naomi had what to say, and she didn't say it. Right, that's the Gemara's drasha. Ain't marvin alav. We don't increase. In other words, once you get the message, even if there's different things you could say, you don't say. Vateilachna shteyen ad bayono beis lachem ayin kivayono beis lachem v'tayoyim kol ayir aleyen v'toymar nazal yisnami. They both went ad bayono beis lachem until they came to beis lachem. And it was when they came to Beis Lechem, Ateoim Kolayir Aleim, the whole city tumult. Now we'll see how Rashi reads this, but let's just touch it. I think it's Parshim Shav. Ateoim Kolayir Aleim, the whole city tumult about them. Vataymarna, and they said, Azais Naomi, is this Naomi? So Rashi brings here. Did I skip a passing? Koyas Hashem Livich. Oh, I want to come back to that. Okay, let's go back for a minute. I skipped the end of Pasuk Yud Zayin. Yeah. Kayasa Hashem Livacha Yosef. I never talked about that. All right, let's finish this. Maybe we'll go back to that. So the whole city is Thomas. So Rashi says over here, Vatelach Neshtayim, Amravavo, Bore, Kamachavivin, Agerim of Nehakadish Baruch. See from here how beloved Gerim are in front of the Revenshalam, Kiman Shenitna, Shenosna Daital is Gair. Once she decided to be Megair, Hishrei Sa'akas of Lanami, the Torah equates her to Nami. You know, it's Vateilach Neshtayin, it's not Rusu Nami or Nami V'chalaisa or something like that, but it's Shtayin, the two of them, it sounds like they're together, they're equal. So even though she wasn't Megari yet, and that's how Rashi seems to learn, like we said before, she wasn't Megari yet, but she had decided to be Megari. Obviously, Nami on her own couldn't be Megayer Rus, even though she had the whole conversation that she wants to become a Geirus. Well, Lamai said the Geirus did not take place at that point in time. You need three Dayanim for Geirus. So, therefore, she had just decided to become a Geirus, and Aval Pekin, she's already Shada to Naomi that the Torah puts them together, the Navi puts them together. Maybe that's also back to the kasha we asked on Rashi and Vayetze, that it says Taydev Tzadik Tzadik Ben Amakim Kechay Nemer Benami Verus, right? If Rus, it's only at this point that she has maybe the status of a tzadikus, or we asked why was Naomi a tzadikus. That's a different question, but Rus was at this at the least at this point she became already shavet to Naomi. Vateyoyim Kalair Nasasai Mia Kalair. It became a tumult in the city. Kulam niskavtzu likvar ishtoi shel Bayash. They all gathered to bury the wife of Bayaz who died that day. So Bayaz, we're going to see right in the beginning of the next parak, but he marries Rus. So Rashi is saying that Bayaz's rebbetzin died, and the whole city came for the levaya. So vateyoyim kalair. Rashi's reading is split the pasuk. It's not vateyoyim kalair alehen. The whole city tumbled on them. Vataymarna and said, Azais Naomi, is this Naomi? But it's Vatayim Kalair. There was a tumult in the city. Alayan, when they saw them, so they started to ask the question, Vataymarna, Azais Naomi? Because if they tumbled about them, then it doesn't read at all. Unless Rashi just means, you know, that's what Rashi's doing. He's splitting. I'm not sure why he splits it, but that's how Rashi splits it. Agav, the Targum is the same. Baba kar alum le beis lechem v'argishu kol yosve karta. Well, there's something else. Okay, v'argishu kol yosve karta yilaveim v'amr nazad. No, it's not here. Okay, hazais na'ami. So Rashi says, hey anekuda chatef mimnei shei b'tmiya. Whenever you have a hey in the beginning, It's a question. Azais nami shirigila lotzeis b'tzavim uv'preidim. Now, I'm not sure what tzavim are, but they got to be some sort of chashav animal. Chazisa ma'oz tzavim is one of the shratzim, right? I don't think it means a toad. She used to go out on toads. So I'm not sure. I assume tzavim is either horses or some chashav animal. Chazisa ma'oz tzavim, did you see what happened to her? She yotzisa l'chutzlarz, because she went out to chutzlarz. This is what Rashi's plugging it in over here, which Rashi did not learn in the beginning. Rashi learned, the first Rashi in Rus learns that the taina on Elimelech was because of Tzaras Ayin, because he was stingy, and he didn't want to feed the Aniyin. Here, all of a sudden, she comes back, and she doesn't have anything, and everybody's saying the reason why is because she left Eretz Yisrael, she went to Chutzlar. I'm not sure why Rashi's switching. Again, the Gemara says that was the reason Elimelech, or one of the two reasons that Elimelech was punished, was because he went to Chutzlar. But Naomi, I'm not sure why Rashi switches. I mean, I understand why there wouldn't be a taino on her that she was stingy, because it wasn't hers to give out. But on the other hand, did she have a choice to go to Chutz La'aretz either? She had to go with her husband, right? She could have forced him to stay. Okay, maybe. But Lamaisa, Rashi's saying the taino on her, at least that people were saying, whether that's the same thing as Pashtus is. But Lamaisa, they said, Vatayman Azais Naomi, is this Naomi? Now they were tining because she didn't have whatever she had. Right? She didn't have all the things that she had. I saw that they say over here, the Malbim says it. He says, really, there's two types of people that become poor. So there are two types of people that can become poor. Let's say you have, the Ashiris of Achashverosh, and he loses all his money, he only has $1 million left, right? He's Bill Gates, he has $200 billion, and now he only has $1 million. So he's poor, right? But it's only poor if you put him in context, right? He was a $200 billionaire, and now he only has $1 million, right? But if you don't put it in context, then clapping other people, he's still rich. Then you have people that don't have 2 cents to rub together. They don't have enough food to put on the table. They're poor without any context at all. So he says that what they said is, is this Naomi? And she says back, he says they saw her come back, and they said, is this Naomi? Because she didn't have her servant, she didn't have her animals, she didn't have whatever she would normally have. But maybe she had, a few jewels in her pocket. But she wasn't what she was. Is this Naomi that was? So she says back, no. Right? Don't call me Naomi anymore. Call me Mara, bitter. The Rishon was very bitter to me. In other words, objectively, I'm Mara, not just in comparison to what I was. That's how the Malbim learns what she's saying. But Lamaisa, what she says to him, don't call me Naomi currently Mara, ki heimar shakai limoi. Shakai was very bitter to me. We're gonna focus on the Sheamus over here for a minute. Let's just see the next pasuk. Ani melei olach divrei kom eshiv ani adinoi. La masik and alina mi vadaina yonavi vishadai ali. I went out full, and the Rebbeinu Shalom brought me back empty. Why are you calling me Naomi? Hashem onavi. The Rebbeinu Shalom either called out against me, or it's from Lashon Inui. Rashi learns it's Lashon Edus. Called out against me. Yeshakai heirali, and the Rebbeinu Shalom did bad to me. Not bad as that's a tain on the Rebbeinu Shalom, but in other words, I ended up in bad straits. So Rashi says like this. Rashi says, "Malei alachti ba'ishu banim." I left with wealth and children. She literally went out Malaya. She was pregnant when she left, and she miscarried when she left. And besides that, her 2 sons died, and she lost all her money. Onavi heid alai said edus about me. Sheirshati lefanav. So onavi means he called out. He said edus about me that I went out and I left. Let's go learn like over here. I left Eretz Yisrael when I shouldn't have. Dabar acher, anabi midas hadin. The Midas Hadin called Adam against me, Va'ana Ga'in Yisrael. Like it says, Va'ana Ga'in Yisrael. Okay, so I'm not sure. I saw different Shadim over here than that. I don't understand what the second Shad is. I'm not sure what it's saying. Okay, but Lamaisa, the Sheamus over here switch. They say, she says, Shakai Lima Oid. The Rebbeinu was very bitter to me. They did very bitter to me. Aga, the very is what's the lashon? Hey, ma shakaili. What's ma'oid? Because she lost everything. You know, she lost her children and she lost her money. Right? Either one would have been mar. Ma'oid is l'chayr both, or else it's to the extreme. Which in other words, she didn't just lose relatively, but she lost to the extreme. Ani malei alachti ve'egam ashivani Hashem. I went out full, and the Rebbeinu brought me back empty. So first of all, there's a contrast here with Ani and Hashem, right? You know, it's I went out full, and the Rebbeinu Shalom brought me back empty. So I always find that, in other words, people are very quick to blame the Rebbeinu Shalom when something goes wrong, but take credit when things go right, right? So the people say, you know, I had this gewaldic investment. Why did the Rebbeinu Shalom make me lose my money, right? That's a very common, I think, people do that, right? So that's, you know, I don't know, if Naomi's a tzaddikas, we have to be medayik, but ani malei alachti, I went out full, right? And the Rebbeinu Shalom brought me back, not the Rebbeinu Shalom sent me out full, and I'm not sure exactly what to do with that, but there's a contrast here, right? It was her cheshbon, but the malaya part wasn't, right? So, you know, ani halachti malaya, I would be better with, right? I went out, right? And I was malaya, right? But ani malaya halachti sounds like it was me that went out full. It was my, okay, I'm not sure what to do with that. But Lamaisa says, Rereke mashivani Hashem. Lama sekrena li nami v'Hashem onabi v'shakai heirali. So there's two Sheamus over here. There's Yudkei Vavkei and Shakai. So, first of all, if you in the first passing of Parshas Va'era, you have a chumash, right? That's the famous pasuk, right? The relationship that the Rebbeinu Shalom had with the Avos is Shakai, right? Not Yudkei Vavkei. And with Moshe Rabbeinu, it's Yudkei Vavkei. That's basically a mefurish pasuk without getting into any kabbalistic things here. Today you have this Rabbi Meir. But Va'era El Avram El Yisrael El Yaakov Bekel Shakai Ushmi Hashem Lo Neidati Lehem, right? I appear to Avram Yitzhak and Yaakov with the shame Shakai, but the Shmi Hashem, Yudkei Vavkei, I didn't tell them about. Right? So the relationship with the Rebbeinu Shalom with the Avos was with Shakai, Kel Shakai, and with Moshe Rabbeinu is Yudkei Vavkei. Maybe Shakai too, but it's Yudkei Vavkei. So whatever those shames are, the Ramban, I saw it here, I didn't go back and look at the Ramban. The Ramban says when the Rebbeinu Shalom manipulates the Teva, that's Shakai. When he comes out and open Nisim, that's Yudkei Vavkei. That's a Ramban, I think, in Parshat Lech Lecha. So when she says that ani malaya halachti v'reikem ashivani Hashem v'shakai heirali, means, in other words, just being there in Chutz La'aretz put me under the rules of Nisim Nistarim rather than in that open Nisim. So, but I'm not sure. But the general taich of Yudkei Vavkei is that's a shame of Rachamim. The Yudkei Vavkei is Rachamim. So what's Reikam? So it was bothering me. What's Reikam Ashivani Hashem? The Rebbeinu Shalom brought me back. Yudkei Vavkei brought me back Reikam. So I at first I was thinking that the pshat is like this. Her husband and her children died. So the fact that she came back was chesed of the Rebbeinu Shalom. That was Rachamim. She could have died there also. So it's Reikam Ashivani Hashem. Hashem Taka brought me back. But the Hadgasha seems to be on the Reikam part, not on the Hashivani part. So then I think this is pshat. I'm sure somebody says it. I hope somebody says it, because otherwise maybe it's not pshat. But the fact that she came back empty without her children is what caused Ruth to marry Boaz. And without that comes out David and Mashiach. So it's Reikam Hashivani Hashem. It's the fact I came back empty is the Rebbeinu Shalom's hashkacha over here, because as a result of that comes out the ultimate geula. That's not Shakai, that's Yudkei Vavkei.
It's not
Yeah. I mean, I'm not saying Nami had the head of that Kavana, but Lamaisa, right? It's Takashivani Hashem. It's Yudkei Vavkei, right? This is the ultimate chesed of the Ribbono Shelom, that Reikom Hashivani, right? That the Ribbono Shelom brought me back empty. I think that's I told the rabbi Feinberger before, somebody's got to say this, whether if it even sounds too right to be. Okay, but Lamaisa, the Vashakai Herali, fine. Matoshov Nami, Biru, Samayavia, Chalosa, Imo, Ashova, Misa, De Mayov, Vehemo, Bo, Baslechem, Vishila, Skitsir, Sairim. So this pasuk sounds like it's like almost like an introduction to everything else. In other words, this is they came back. Now we're going to set up what happens next. So she came back, Nami and Rusa Mavia Kalasa Ima, and her daughter-in-law with her. Right, there's two words that are used for with. Right, what are the two words, Evi? S and Im. Right, Ita and Ima. So Im is usually a tafel. S is usually means they're shava. So we just said they were shava, but now at copy everybody else, Mistama, in other words, they came back, right? And Rus Kalasa Ima, her daughter-in-law, was with her. It wasn't Shteyan now as far as everybody else was viewing. So she came back and Rus Hamayavia Kalasa, she was Hamayavia. In Mayav, it's Shteyan, right? Here, Rus is the outsider, right? So it's Naomi came back, and her Rus HaMayaviyah, her daughter-in-law, the Mayaviyah, came with her. Hashav Mistei Mayav, that returned from the fields of Mayav, Heimo Bo Beis Lechem, they came to Beis Lechem, Beschilas Ksir Sayim, in the beginning of the barley harvest. Beksiras HaOymer, HaKasim Adaber, it's talking about the Ksiras HaOymer. Beschilas Ksir Sayim, we know, you can't harvest grain until the second day Pesach, first day Cholamayim, in Eretz Yisrael. So they came back on the second day Yontif. I did see that those are Ma'irah, that means L'chaira, that they were traveling on Yontif, and at the same time she's telling her the kinks go outside the Tchum. I'm not sure I hear the Kasha at all, who says they were traveling on Yontif. Why can it be that they got to wherever they got to, and then they arrived on the first day Chalamay? I'm not sure why it's a Kasha at all, but I did see those who are Ma'irah the Kasha, that L'chaira they travel on Yontif. I don't know why that's Masha for me. Okay, but Lamaisa, that's when they arrived, the second day Pesach, which again, if you think about it, that's the Zman HaGeula, Pesach, the Zman HaGeula, and they're coming, Rus is coming into Eretz Yisrael at that time. It's not just a coincidence, A, that they're coming then, and B, that they're coming on Pesach. Yeah. Don't say they were Hesper, it says they were going to be Kaiver. They said they were burying her. Maybe that's a Diak Taka.
Let's see. Can't make a
hesped, right? That's what I'm saying. That's what was the lashon of Rashi? Vateyoyim kol year. Yeah, they gathered to bury her, right? So that's maybe taka gadir, right? And as you would think, maybe the bigger tumma would be that spaydim, right? That's the big shaila whether we're masped women the rabbim anyway. That's right. Anybody ever write from Megillah that the can be masped women the rabbim? What? No, from Megillah. What? Didn't Island just have a space? What? Yeah. Right, they just had that. You had that spade them in the base medr. She mishum yaka de chai, mishum yaka de mois. So it's a rally that you could. Okay, who gave the spade them? Okay, that's a different shadow. But Lamaisa, the chayra is a good deal, right? They came to be kaiver her, not to be mas. Okay, Bulinami Maidalisha Ishki Boyarcha Yomi Mishbacha Seli Melech Ushmai Boyaz Nami had a Maida, Rashi says a Karev. Karev Ben Achib Shel Eli Melechaya. He was the nephew of Eli Melech. We'll see the rest of Rashi in a sec. All right, Ishgibar Chayil, he was literally a strong warrior. That means he was a Talmud Chacham. He was a Gadol from the Gdolei Adar, or the Gadol. Mimishvachas Elimelech, he's from the family of Elimelech, Ushmai Bayas. His name was Bayas. So Rashi here sets up the whole family for us. We're going to need the family for the rest of the Megillah over here. So let's see. Dr. Hashim, Om Rabbi Seinuz al Elimelech, Vesalmain Avivayas, Uplaini Almaini Hagayel, Vavino Ami, Kulam B'nei Nachshem Ben Aminadavayu. There were four brothers. Elimelech was one son of Nachshon and Aminadav. Salmain, the father of Bayez, that's Mefurish in the Pasuk, like we saw at the end of Rus, right? That Nachshon ben Aminadav had a son, Salmon, who had a son, Bayez. So Elimelech, Salmon, the father of Bayez, Pliny Almaini, we're going to see later in the Megillah, he's the other Gael that Bayez is going back and forth, who's going to be the one that marries Rus. And Vavi Naomi and the father of Naomi, Kulam and Nachshon ben Aminadav, they were all four the sons of Nachshon ben Aminadav. I once did a search, I looked in for Chaim Kineski, brings it, anybody says the father of Naomi's name, somehow he gets, I didn't find it anywhere. I looked in for Chaim Kineski, brings it anywhere, no, I didn't see anybody who brings any name. The three of them get a name. I mean, Pliny Almaini is Mr. Anonymous, but that sounds like there was a cover-up for his name because he didn't grab what he could have grabbed. But Lamaisa, we'll see later. But and the father of Naomi, they were all the sons of Nachshon ben Aminadav, and the schus of Isam didn't help. But say some ayar et schus laretz. There's a hadgash over here, and the schus of us didn't help when they went out to chutz laretz. So again, Elimelech now is getting punished because he went out to chutz laretz. Rashi in the beginning said it was because of tzar sain. Maybe it should have been a schus for him. Okay, lemaisa at the end of the day, these are the four. So let's just get straight. In other words. So Elimelech is the one who went to Chutz Laretz and died. Bayez is his nephew, right? So Bayez's father is Salmon, who was a brother of Elimelech. So Bayez is a nephew of Elimelech, right? And he's also a first cousin with Naomi, because Naomi's father was also a third brother. In other words, Elimelech married his niece. Right, Elimelech married his brother's daughter, right? Those who learned Yevamos, right? That's mamish the case in the first Mishnah, right? That's always the example. Somebody married his brother's daughter. So Elimelech married his brother, Anonymous, right? His brother's daughter, Naomi. And so Naomi and Bayez are first cousins, right? And then there's another uncle of Naomi, another brother of Bayez, and that's the Pliny Almaini that's in the story. So the four brothers are Elimelech, Salmain, Pliny Almaini, and the father of Naomi. And now we have over here two cousins. So Naomi Maida Leisha, interesting at saying not her relative, but it's her husband's relative, because that's in the matter in the story, that it's her husband's relative. Ish Gibarcha, and then it doesn't necessarily matter that it was Naomi's relative at all.
Closer than a cousin.
She's yeah, but the fields there. Also, the Geula were Elimelech's fields, not Naomi's fields. As far as we know, did Naomi have any brothers? They're not in the story at all. So what happened to them? Why aren't they Gaelim? They would also be Gaelim, at least equal to Bayez, right? Because they're also nephews, right? But they don't come in. And if she didn't have, if she did have brothers, why aren't they taking care of her? And if not, I don't know. But they're not around, or that she didn't have. But he was from the family of Elimelech. Bayez was from the family of Elimelech, and his name was Bayez. So here we're going to set up the rest of the perek. Again, it was the Tchilas Ksir Sa'irim, is when everybody's starting to harvest their barley. So Rus HaMayaviyah said to Naomi, let me go to the fields, and I'll gather bashibolim in the stalks. Achar Hashem Tzachem Be'enov, after somebody who I find favor in his eyes, v'taymer lo l'chiviti, and she said to her, go, my daughter. So this, we'll end with this, and we'll start with this tomorrow, but we know there's a mitzvah of leket. There's leket shechem peyah. So leket is that if somebody's harvesting, and they drop along the harvest, they drop sheaves of wheat, so then the aniyim, you have to leave it for the aniyim, you're not allowed to take it. Right? If you drop one or two, if you drop three, then the person can come back and take it. So that's the mitzvah of leket. So Rus is saying, we don't have any food, we don't have any money, so let me go and I'll follow the harvesters. Right? Obviously the people get there first, right? All the aniyim are going to line up to follow the different guys. You want to follow the guy who's not the clumsiest, because he's dropping three. You also don't want to drop follow the Yeki, who's not going to drop any, so you have to follow somebody who's, you know, a little bit careless, right? It's a chachma who to follow, right? But it's more than that. He has to be nice to you also. Hashem Tzachem Be'enov, which we'll have to see why Bechlal, you need somebody who's nice. That's a direct.